What's going on? It's the Ralphie Show, and in studio right now we have Tyler, Chris, and Elaine from Neon Trees.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, Picture Show is in stores now. I actually bought Picture Show a couple weeks ago.
You actually bought it?
So you're amazing.
A radio person that actually bought an album. I'm going to make a big deal about it because I spent my hard-earned money.
Did you go
this
to the store?
Happened.
What happened? Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Here's the story. I played Lessons in Love on my show.
Thank you.
No problem. Loved it. Started just playing it on repeat. Because, like, that happens. Like, you know, you get a song that you really love, you just, like, have to listen to it over and over. It got to the point where I was like, I'm going to buy this album. I bought it on Amazon MP3, which, love them, because I picked it up for, like, $4.
Yeah, super cheap.
And I don't mind saying that to you guys, because I don't think that takes any money on you.
You still get that. Qualms about that.
Okay, you're just happy I bought it. Okay, great. So I bought it, but then I was that guy that I haven't listened to any track above Lessons in Love on the album, because I'll just keep going to that one and then letting it play down. I know everybody talks about that, but another one that I've come to like is the track after that, thankfully, which is Trust.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I thought towards the end of that song, you weren't saying trust, you were saying drugs.
Drugs, a lot of people think that.
I'm not the only one. Because I get lyrics wrong. I'm that guy that's like
drugs.
Singing along out loud. But did you put drugs into the end of it? Like
no,
after somebody's told you that?
It's always trust, but.
It's always the same. Sad story again. You lose all your friends. That's the thing about drugs.
Well, it is the thing about drugs.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
You do lose your friends. Or you have a lot of new friends that you shouldn't hang out with.
Right,
Weird
well,
Al
exactly.
is working something up right now as we speak.
I hope so.
You guys are recently at the AMAs as well.
We were.
I saw it, and I guess this is like kind of cool or maybe not cool, depending on how it shakes out, but Cyndi Lauper was like crashing your interviews.
We loved it.
Or crashed your interview, and it was the coolest thing ever.
Ever.
Because I think who'd she introduce that night? Kesha, I think?
She did.
And she like yelled. She like screamed. Like I was sitting at home watching it, and I was like, ugh. Like, was she like screaming at you guys on the carpet as well?
I don't think we noticed.
No.
Okay, good.
See, we got there. We saw her. We're like, let's just say hi, because she's one of our idols. We never like that too.
Yeah.
Like we're very normal with celebrities.
Well, and almost even to a fault. Like we don't.
We're
like
too
we
cool.
were discussing this. We're two extremes. We're like too cool to say hi to anybody, and then we don't think we deserve to say hi to anybody at the same time.
Wow.
It's very interesting. We have dual personalities,
so we
just don't say hi to people very often.
So we said hi to her. She was gracious, and then we kept running into her, and then she crashed our interview, and it was perfect.
You guys recently too. Everybody Talks covered on Glee, which is a pretty big deal. What'd you think of the rendition?
It was cool, man. I liked the animal version better, but it's fun. I mean, I don't care. We're never going to stop someone from covering our music.
Right on. Wrapping up with Neon Trees here, getting ready for next year, the tour with Maroon 5 and Owl City. Have you hung out, toured, played with any of those guys before or no?
James Valentine, the guitarist, his band Jajams opened for us in the summer. So
We
kind of became friends.
Is that how this all started? Or
I don't know. I'm sure that has something to do with it, that we're likable people. But I know Adam and him saw us play. We played a show two years ago. Actually, this time for one of the Christmas shows. And in Buffalo. And he...
Where I'm from, yeah.
He made a comment. I know Adam made a comment that we really reached for it, and we didn't just like play live and like were boring, so I think he liked that.
And then you guys all went to Anchor Bar after for chicken wings,
right?
We went
to Anchor Bar and had wings.
Actually, I'm more of a Duff's guy, but whatever. Neither here nor there. Picture Show in stores now. Neon Trees, Chris, Tyler, Elaine, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.